Also er nimmt jetzt noch kurz irgendwo, ich gehe raus, wollen wir drüben einfach da treffen, wo ist das Netz? Nee. Ja, okay, jetzt kommt das Schlaf.
Naja,
nochmal was von dem. Ja, das ist, und bis man es findet, ist gleich nur unser Webportal. Weil da gehe ich jetzt hin und da ist der Chef. Genau. Ja. Aha, nee, ich habe leider da.
Still in the US, the address is there.
And he gives part of the talk via Skype. This is the hum you hear. When he talks, you don't notice the hum as much. And the other part of the talk is held by Robin Garreus.
Cool. Are you ready to roll?
I just want to make sure, can you guys hear me still okay?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Okay, I heard myself. Okay, it's fine. Anyways, Robin, Jeff, should I start? Do you want to do a quick introduction?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Alright, so what we're going to talk today about is integration of the documentation use of artificial intelligence for self-service audio report. And this is what the title page shows us. So if we can please go to the second slide, which is introduction. So the first thing I want to say is, what is exactly the response to the war? And hopefully by now, a good majority of the Linux audio community knows about this, but just in case, those of this first slide automation, which I'll just briefly skim over. Basically, we are a consortium of members or institutions, companies, organizations, software projects, and artists, all of whom were invested into the better. And our mission is to converge these resources and as such provide the community with ways with the external sponsors of funding as well as other types of outreach. We're still very early in our stages of development, in part because we do have limited manpower to maintain our everyday operations. Still, I hope you are convinced that we've done significant strides towards bettering some aspects of our mission, and my hope is that we will continue to do so for a long time to come. So a couple of things just to mention about the resources and opportunities that the Linux Audio Lore provides. We can go to the next slide, which becomes slide 3, which has current projects. As you can see, the first volume 1 was done with Daniel James, who is the founding member of the consortium. He has since moved on to the 64 studio in that company. I've taken over his place. In the last year, we've basically revamped CD covers and first setting up the framework for the future iteration as well as providing that professional support for our publication. The CD is a bit of an odd release because it's freely available online, including the printable covers. These things may change in the future as we secure some funds for publishing the CDs and thus is something that's in the making, and we're in the making, and we're trying to announce in the next couple of weeks to promote distribution communities. As you have seen many times over, we've seen submissions of artists on the Linux Audio list, and because we have an opportunity to somehow expose some of this great art to the outside world. Last year, you've seen also a major boost in the server. We basically now have a dedicated server which runs all our resources. We've also expanded the domain. So we have also the default domain, linux.org, download, linux.org, log, map, of the BSD list, and a couple of more which are currently in Vito, some updates such as log, the LAD, and QuickTunes. And not necessarily updating, but also the content. So again, we will definitely extend the JKN submission because we're still working on getting successful at one point in the next one. So we will also obviously send out a plea here that we are always looking for new members and we're always looking for new records who will be interested in participating in the everyday operations of our mission. We have also done a listserv integration, so we moved our operational listservs from the Amula servers, which last year we experienced that's the year twice with the change of the domain. But we're also in the process of trying to work over the lists, the core lists for the Linux Audio group, such as Linux Audio Analyst and User Developer. This way, this will get easy to remember extensions which are tied to our mission. Next slide. As I mentioned, our near future project is handled currently working on 2 and hopefully continue churning out annual CD collections. I've been just in conversation with the representative who's actually in charge of the reason for about Kernel developers offering the free driver designed for the OEMs. And my conversation with him, we have touched upon the matter of the Linux Audio Org somehow serving as a liaison on establishing the link between the OEM and audio OEM and our community, so we can provide that service to the community as well. This is still in the process of being finalized, but the current status with it looks very promising, and that we should not have much of a trouble of integrating that kind of service. This will basically position Linux Audio in a place where we want to be, and that is to provide outreach and service to the community to the best of our abilities. We're still in the process of working on that nonprofit incorporation, and critical component will be obviously need for dedicated volunteers, which means that we'll have need for people who will be looking to do some bookkeeping and other things surrounding an incorporated institution, especially a nonprofit institution. There are some things that will be becoming immediately available once we reach that threshold, and that is that we'll have fundraising and offer growth opportunities, as well as establishing ties with corporate institutional entities. Many times I've encountered this roadblock of not being able to reach out to certain institutions that have that seal of approval, that non-profit status where companies can simply tap into their tax deductible contributions and so on and so forth. And of course, we continue to work on our own consolidation of resources because, as you know, Linux Audio Communities is very widespread, and as such, our online resources are all over the place. And this, obviously, as exciting as it is, also can introduce problems with incorrect data being still posted, or outdated data, or simply conflicting data. And for that reason, next slide. Integration is our prime goal this year. This has been in part spurred by some of the recent announcements that you may have been aware of, such as the Dave Phillips' one page, which has been an invaluable resource for the community. Dave has announced, after many, many years of great service to all of us, that he will not be maintaining that page anymore, and the next logical question was who will take the struggle, and others who want to also participate in this. I felt like Linux Audio Org had clearly a mission to help the community to really reinforce the page somehow in a school. Some of the other things already mentioned, the fragmented comments and inaccurate and often conflicting data. And there's also a diminished user uptake. I'm not entirely convinced that this is the case, but there are some indications that we may not be getting as many users committing to our list as we would want to. And so therefore we have this kind of a generational knowledge gap. There's those of us who have been around for quite a while, and we've already looking at cranny of all time, among other things, intimidated by the lack of consistent documentation. And there's also obviously rampant lack of awareness for the current state of Linux. I think Slashdot and some of the other sites have perpetuated this myth quite successfully. So again, this is an opportunity for us to provide infrastructure which will somehow circumvent those problems with one and so one presence of friendship for its dynamic user have MySpace, YouTube, and all the other cool things out there. And so our inclination was to go with Wiki-like model, so we can actually provide an infrastructure for everybody to participate in, and therefore maybe helping maintain online content. There's one focal point where the material will be available.
Hey, cool.
And so, again, this was a prime opportunity for consolidation. Next slide, please.
Hey, Cook, can you keep it short? We got a real bad hum here on your line, and so it's not not really nice to listen to you in a long, whatever. Just keep it short.
I'm not sure if Robert's talking right now. I have a hard time hearing, so...
Yeah, we got the same issue. We don't hear you too well.
See if I can change some things around here. Just bear with me for a second.
Just make it shorter. Because we are not going to fix
okay.
it our end.
All right. Is this working at all? Any better?
Better. Much better.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, a couple of just quick things about the current structure of the consortium. Obviously, we have already a site on there which provides us with a placeholder for documentation, which is one of the things we ultimately want to reach to. And of course, part of the documentation is obviously lists, which, as I mentioned earlier, we will try to adopt. Our consortium is linked with external resources, obviously with users and developers. Next slide, please.
Yep.
So, what we are offering to the community with this project is we're trying to merge the one page and basically enhance it with dynamic content, link it to the wiki, and enhance it with the cross-linking with the lists. Next slide, please. As you can see, also, we would like to extend that further, provide a kind of an FAQ, and possibly a separate form-like interface, which would, again, allow some of the users who are more visual in their communication to participate equally. FAQ would be, in that respect, perhaps something of a placeholder for the most frequently asked and encountered issues when using Linux Audio. This will also provide us with a unique opportunity to serve specific distributions. We could provide placeholders for documentation on specific distributions, and as such, possibly reach ways of external funding. And finally, next slide, please. And as you can see, the last thing that I posted in here is that we also want to encourage the artistic output, because obviously audio is there to be used, and if you just simply have great framework and we have no ways of providing an example of how this great technology can be utilized in an artistic setting, our mission will be very hard to achieve. So therefore, I see personally art as a great component of the consortium. I think our continued efforts to work on these series, which have been in a form of hiatus over the last couple of years, which clearly shows our commitment to this particular mission. So at this point, I would like to stop with my introductory note, and I would like to allow Robin, who has been really the core developer of this project, to really tell you a little bit more about our first step towards reaching this goal. So, Robin?
Yep. Hi. My name is Robin Galois. I came to Linux Audio pretty late, like 2 years ago or 2005, and more like into multimedia than actually Linux Audio or like video editing and post-production. And when I started, the Dave's site, like Linux Audio Org, was like most invaluable resource for me to get started and find all the stuff and get myself around. And since the announcement last November that Dave will no longer maintain the site, and also with current lots of wikis popping up and no real centralized source, I started to chat with Eco about it. And I was more like the man of the action, started to do some wiki setups or whatever, and it pretty much grew into something that was more than I thought it might be in the end. And right now I'm working with Eco on evolving, making the concept more larger or evolving it, seeing what needs we actually have, how can we use the stuff that has already been done or also integrate other documentation or resources. So basically I started with the apps, or like the application index. The data is all thanks to Dave Phillips. And we are planning to have a long living index, like not just a small wiki that will be there for a few years or so, but to have a maintained archive of databases and index over the next how many years, whatever that will be. And we want to have public contributions, but we also want to have a centralized source or centralized architecture. Not meaning that it cannot be distributed in the data or replicated, but like we want to have a central portal where everyone can go Linux Audio and get from there to other places. So basically what apps is right now, it's a collection of named links. That means like on Dave's site, you get an index for application and where to find more information on it. But here we also include information, what you find at the link, or like a certain meta text, or you get a screenshot preview, or it's not only the text link itself, but it's a little bit more. Yeah. Well, application is not the only one. Apps, it's our index that we use to link to other services outside of Linux or your domain itself. But we also want to be able to provide local documentation, which is like in a wiki. Or we also want to be able to host art or discussions that are maybe not related to mailing lists or Linux Audio itself. Yeah, there's something, it's the American format. I had the same with OpenOffice. If I open it, there's also some text off screen all the time. Letter A4, I don't know. It should not matter for presentations, should it? Anyway, besides the user editable documentation, which we put on like blogs or wiki, we also have static documentations, ready-made man pages, XHTML, whatever you find on the web, which is also probably not a good idea to have the users edit or contribute to them. It's more like users can comment on, but it's more like fixed or professional authority, whatever you name it. We have mailing lists and we have the consortium, like the WWW domain. And we also try to use vhosts, like your apps.linuxaudio.org, to provide the user with a short feedback of where he's at currently, like are you at the index and what privileges you have, am I at the wiki so I can edit or I can upload media, while like docs also is more static, so it's more, it's both kind of vhosts and kind of user feedback. We also have what's on the top right screen. It says LabNow mailing lists, the LASPA VST. That's a rare, not really known part of Linux Audio, but a user group who collects Wine or VST plugins that work with Wine on the Linux, I guess. I never use it myself, but it's working and has lots of users. And portal is the front face or the guide where you usually start at Linux Audio. Tutorials is QuickTools at the moment, but that's going to be moved into wiki or docs, depending on where it belongs, where the tutorial fits better. And yeah, that's the Linux Audio Arc and more views. Okay. Next slide. This is the general picture of information flow. Linux Audio is gaining more and more users, and there are more new buyers who ask questions that developers don't want to care anymore about. So we're trying to have like a very authoritative base in the middle, like we're currently Linux Audio developers or a couple of mailing lists who provide most information, and have new buyers help themselves by just finding the information on the wiki, and then if they don't find it on the wiki or the web, we just travel inwards. And we also want to automate certain parts of this scheme or information flow, because we cannot rely on developers regularly reading forums, or because some of them even don't like it, or other guys want to use mailing lists, and we'll get all kinds of trouble. So we're trying to make a scheme that everyone might feel comfortable with. And the outbound traffic is easy. So usually like when a developer has some important news that users are interested in, it will sooner or later someone will pick up on it, will generate a wiki page, or you'll have the documentation. And it's also easy to auto-generate blogs or comments on a whatever blog forum from email list. The other direction is more of a problem, because either you introduce like digest, which might not be a bad idea, because you have a buffer. First, like a user asks a question, you see if other users reply, then you go to the next level and you see maybe some of the whatever more advanced users know. But usually they're like pretty ugly, and when you browse through them, like RSS feeds, they're not fun. Sometimes you find some, you stumble over something. So what we're thinking about right now is having kind of an automated filter for blogs, or like especially, I'll get into details on that later. Like if you have a user can select if this blog will automatically produce lists or email, emails to a list, or whether only like a summary or like whatever, only an authorized user can force that comments will be automatically posted. There's also sign-off strategies and spamming stuff that we're thinking about, but yeah, to get into details, it will just be more than than we can discuss here. On the right-hand side, we're missing the external resources and the email lists on top, which we're both trying to link in the current services. So we're having the apps index, and the wiki is kind of the same functionality. So from our engine development point of view, we're using the same backend engine. And we'd like to keep the comments and blogs separated, so there will also be a different engine on the backend, and link the information just via RSS feeds. And there's certain elaborate schemes that we can also use external information, like from SourceForge, version numbers, or whatever from spec files, we can automatically update index functionality. And also the static documentation will be static, as we want to be able to just link in PDFs or get whatever we can, what makes sense, archive them, and also be able to just link them and allow to put comments on there. There's a few ideas that I will get to, just like with XSLT transformations, and there's possibilities. At the beginning, we tried to use forest.apache.org as a CMS for everything around it. Right now, it looks like we're having a couple of customized engines that we put together ourselves, but the final product will be one huge Linux audio front end that you don't see a difference. Oh, this is MediaWiki, and this is this wiki or whatever. So it will be a Linux audio community service platform. The current prototype has more than 1500 entries from Dave. I used the Perl script to source originally Dave's information data and transform them in like a wiki format. It's all stored in text files, so it's very easy, it will be long living, and you can put it in any database or whatever. Per entry, we have a short description, which is actually a wiki page, so you can place everything there, but we don't encourage users to put everything there. It should just be important stuff. The real information should be on the site that the index links to. We allow multiple tags per entry, so that you can say, like, oh, this is a Czech application, and it can do ALSA, lots of them. And there's unique meta information. There's only one main topic or one screenshot, or one URL that points to the resource. We might need to relax that for whatever screenshots or logo at some point, but right now it just doesn't make sense. And from that we can generate all kinds of funny matrices, interaction, like all applications that have Czech but don't have ALSA, and so it's pretty easy to do automated listings. But we have obviously not gone very deep into that. DokuWiki, which we're using for apps, allows lots of export functionalities. You can get RSS feeds, version 1, or 1.1, 2.0. You can give different queries. I'll demonstrate, I'll show some of them later, but you can also just try yourself. And as Wiki implies, it's also, DokuWiki is a wiki, so we're using the same engine to provide a wiki interface for the community. And the good thing is we get indexing and all that stuff for free, because it's the same wiki. And we don't need to mess around with RSS feeds for some other wikis, which we also do. Thanks. Okay, this is more like maybe you can. It's just the idea what apps should be not. That's why we have a wiki, or why we have different hosts. So we don't want to have any bug reports or how-tos. linked into the documentation, that whatever. So we might want to have information or short notes. Another reason was a good example is the CAPS plugin, where the AMP4 has denominal problems. And there's also like a short note, but like if you want to read up on it, it's not the apps, it's not the place to put that information. And we're also not aggregating news automatically, so we want to have like a signed off, or we want to have users to help out. It's not, we are automating certain parts like version numbers or new screenshots, but we're not going to update big changes. Okay, I've said this before, AppsWiki, DokuWiki. Not spoiled with user comments, we can export feeds. Everything is in text files, which is good. It gives us the simplicity of just syncing the whole DokuWiki somewhere else. Rsync works, you don't even need to change the configuration. You only need to change the Apache configuration for the read-write that we're using. But everything else is just very simple. And it also has the possibility that we can display feeds, or we can also use feeds to generate new pages on the wiki or modify data. This has not yet been enabled, but we have a development version, and we're looking for people who are interested and who can join in and help out at any front. The Burkhard Ritter has started to make a Drupal for blogs or for archiving music or whatever you want. I don't know the actual progress. He's been doing some exams lately, so he's been low profile the last week. But we'll also hear new stuff there. Docs is going to be something custom as well, probably also PHP or Perl scripts. The first idea is just to use docbook or man pages, which are really easy to transform into a worldwide editable format via wiki. Or just like put a common footer in an iframe or something, so that you can link to external discussion. And mail is the big issue, or mail or web forms in general. But yeah, we started to move the audio, the lists currently from Rachel. Where was it? Wasn't MIT?
Yeah, Columbia.
Columbia, okay, sorry. from Columbia to LinuxAudio.org. And the list itself may work on, may progress, but the integration of lists in forum is a big gray area where we're chatting about trying. And yeah, Mark is laughing. He's doing the list migration, so he knows all about the mailman and you know what. Okay. Maybe I should do a short presentation. Or do you guys know what apps looks like? Have you been on the Linux Audio mailing list?
Is this Powell's postings?
You're right, yeah, you still get the big red blocks in the background. We're working on a new design, so there have been issues, but we just don't have any guys who are into web design or making nice backgrounds or making logos. Thorsten has done a nice job on the logo, I think. But like the web design is time consuming, and we're working on more on the back end. The principal data structure before I make a demonstration is that every application that we host is in the same folder, like apps all name, and has just a wiki page which has a couple of special tags in the wiki page for meta info and other stuff. So title is obvious, URL, short description are both meta tags. Resulting from each of the entries that we put there. The tag names for each of the entries are used as categories, or a category tag. So as soon as I make a new tag in an application entry, it will be exist in the wiki, and you can also look it up under categories and then the name. And yeah, we're working on a better scheme to assign tags to applications, which is right now done by entering the category name or tag name on a keyboard. We want to have something clickable or selectable, but it's also in the queue. I'll show some development demonstrations. We have special tags, like whatever for check transport. We can generate matrices that shows like which applications support what. And we're also working on making those tags dependent on which topic you're interested. Like if you're looking for Linux audio distributions, you're not interested if the application supports check, but whether they have RPM or Debian packages. And when you're in whatever I meet, you also really get the point probably. Like different groups of topics that have special tags which are highlighted. And we don't have a clear tree structure in the tags, so there can be multiple loops, or you can link them each way, like by just combining tags, it's a flat structure. Okay. Maybe I should pop up first, or I'll make the demonstration afterwards. So this is like one of the last slides. I try to make it look nice with circles, but circle area overlaps are much more complicated. We need ellipses to do it correctly. So I stick to boxes. We have lots of lags. Like this whole box are Linux, users, developers are this one here, up to the top, and the announce list doesn't fit there, it fits somewhere in there. So actually, I thought we had much more, but we only have 2,000 subscribers on all of the email lists. And apparently, cross-posting is justified because there's not very much overlap between all the guys. Like, there's only 200 who read all the lists. Maybe we got a few more. It was March 15. So, and can you go to the next slide, please? What we think is we're missing some more users who might not be interested in any of the previous topics that were there. And like there's some stuff already started with like a community making audio or making like sound files in the like recently, or like you post the OGG file and other guys make a solo over it or whatever. And there might be better issues just like taking it to a web chat or web forum. Might also be better suited to exchange audio files or to just to chat around. And when we want to have the possibility of getting results back to the email list, which is basically then we get all the development somewhere else, but there are still lots of developers who are interested in what actually is done with their software. Okay. Yeah, basically it's all the other ideas that I had before. We need to have an email to web comment gateway for the developers to reply. This is also tricky, like if we get a digest for receiving lots of forum activity, and then you want to reply inline to each of those. I mean, it's all details that need to be figured out or solved, or what works, see how much manpower we can get together and making this work. So, getting back to people getting involved. So this like the Thursday's meeting is also more intended to like developers or guys. I mean, everyone who can code a Jack client can actually do web development. Maybe not the web design itself, but it's kind of, I'm also not a web developer myself. I can do the stuff, and I see that it's very important to get Linux Audio Org up to shape, to be more professional, to be, have more end users, and to provide a framework. And that has been laying very low in the last, I don't know, maybe last years. So any help, anyone can, if you have a logo, if you want to join and just edit applications, or you can also fix typos, you can help us with coding, you can make whatever email gateway, come talk to us. It's like Daniel will be here, and then there's, you can also write an email to Eco, or just on the mailing list, LAD, or I'll be here the next day, till Sunday. Email stuff is also Mark, you can just ask him. And yeah, thanks for coming. If there are questions. Oh. Acknowledgements. I'm not alone, and Eco is not either, although Linux Audio Org has basically been a one-man show of Eco Bukvic. And there are more people joining in and helping out, like recently what I said, like Burkhard, Rita have done some web design or Mark and whatever. But we also, the main contribution we have is from Dave Phillips, which has done years long a very good job of keeping an index of applications. Thanks, Dave. But he's not here anymore, is he?
I have a question, actually. at the apps side, will there be a category for those applications which are actually no longer being maintained?
Sounds like a good idea, but
I think that's an important problem for
Go ahead and tag them all. I think that's the harder part, to find out which are the... Then we're also thinking about collaborating with other wikis, like for some parts the Malsa wiki or from SUSE. They have all good documentation. The one idea would be to just incorporate their information, or we can export from MediaWiki and import, or we can have MediaWiki too. And another idea is just to link information to there, just like provide, you can find more resources on this topic there. And there's also wiki for outdated projects, or I think Remember Maintainer wanted, or I stumbled on something like that.
Any more questions?
Hi. I'm just going to be the bastard here. So, do you have actually any leads on linking wikis or anything to the mailing list?
You mean a lead in expertise or?
Yeah, if anyone has.
You mean me personally, or you mean the Linux Audio Group? Personally, I have some experience, but I wouldn't call myself a pro, whatever, what do you say, it, geek. But I think we have enough resources, or like there would be enough people who could do it. I think it's mostly lots of work, it's not very complicated work.
Yeah.
I think most of the stuff will also go down or boil down in getting lots of more editors, or easy way to get users to contribute, like you don't need to sign up or mess around with half an hour stuff. And then if you see something, you get 2,000 users, is not too bad, you can run a complete portal. Everyone makes one contribution a day, we'll have 2 million or so. You get my point. I'll just pop up the webpage. Okay, so there will be no presentation if we don't have network here and we don't have screen. I never try to get the external screen running. So once I kind of boot it, it works. Thank you.
Help me.
This doesn't work good enough for my purpose. I don't know. The stuff I wrote. So the problem is due to the lack of attention. To sit around the way you want to go. It's pretty complex. Even plugins, especially because it's all or nothing. Because it's so big. And I basically don't know. You don't have to take a hold.
So we can make it only when you sign up or email registration.